Okay, we are on the top of Peches Amud Beis, three lines from the top. We started a new conversation at the bottom of Peches Amud Aleph, where rather than having a conversation at this stage about whether she has to, whether she's the woman who was married to one man, she had an aide or stayedim say that her first husband died and then marries the second man, and then the first guy comes back. So that our question in the Mishnah was, can she go back to her first husband? Meaning, even have, you know, having, you know, the possibility that she should go back, that she could stay with the second husband. But Rav, the Gemara here talks about a sheet of Rav, who talks about the possibility of her even staying with the second husband. Right, and that was with if she had gotten remarried through Shteidim. So then she does low tate, she doesn't even have to leave her first husband. And the Gemara is trying to understand what was the scenario we were talking about. So we said the case must be that when the first husband comes back, it's not clear that he's even really him. Right? And they have a claim that they don't know who he is. And they said, well, it must be that we have, you know, there are two witnesses that say, you know, that say he this is him. Right, and she had originally two witnesses who had told her that he had died, and we know that there are scenarios where she wouldn't recognize him, just like the brothers didn't recognize Yosef, etc. But the Gemara said, but either way, you still have trey. You still have, you know, two witnesses say this is him, and two witnesses who say that he died. So when you have trey, then this second husband, every time he's together with his wife, it should be, you know, chayav and ashram taloi, because he doesn't know. Maybe he is together with a woman that he's forbidden to. She's an Ashes Ish. The Gemara says, no, case is that he was one of the Edom, right? The second husband was one of the Edom who testified that the man died. So he himself is not concerned. He was there. He saw the death certificate being signed, whatever it was he saw. So he's not concerned. And it's not a problem that she's has to be an Ashim Talui. Why? Because she says Barili. She was herself convinced also. So that's at this point, the Gemara says that's the scenario that Rav is talking about. That even if the first husband would come back, and there would be witnesses that say that we were with him the whole time, we know this is the guy. As long as if she had two witnesses who had said that he had died, and she marries one of the Edim, and he says and she says barely, I know that my first husband passed away. So then, even though it's trey, since it's just since the scenario is two versus two, we let her stay. Fine. So Gemara says, but if that's true, so in the third line, Gemara says, "Ihachi ma'aler memra." If that's true, though, then like what are you coming to teach me? What's the point here? What's the chiddush? So says the Gemara, and I'll tell you why it doesn't seem like such a chiddush. Why? Because Afili Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, even the sheet of Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, if he doesn't sound familiar, it's because we didn't learn it yet. We're going to learn it right now. His sheet lo ka'amar. Rabbi Yossi says what he says, we're going to see it in a minute, and only in a scenario where the Edom came, right, and said, the Edom came, and then afterwards she gets married, right, Shabbat Edom, look at Rashi says, the second line there, Shabbat Edom v'amri lo meis, and they say, wait a second, hold it up, he's still alive, right, v'ukimna lahi b'ksubis, that's the case, right? But the point is, so the scenario, the point is, Nachum Rebbe says, all of this is only when the Edom first come and say, he's still alive, and then she goes ahead and gets married anyways, right? And what are we talking about? But the scenario was where she got married, and that married because she had testimony that he had died, and then the Edom come, he never said such a thing. Said what thing? We're going to see right now. Disanya, we learned in a braisa the following. Disanya, Shnayim Omrim Meis, Ushnayim Omrim Lomes. Right? So you have two Edom that say he died, and two Edom that say he didn't die. Shnayim Omrim Nisgarsha, Ushnayim Omrim Lomes Garsha. Two Edom say that she was originally divorced from her first husband. Some say that she was, two say that she wasn't. Harezu lotina say she's not allowed to get married. Right? You have two sets of edim warring with each other. What's the rule? you gotta stay where you are. Stay where you are. Whatever you've done already, stop. Right? You can't act based on these two sets of witnesses because they lock horns and you become frozen basically. I mean, suffic. Right? Harei zeh lo tetzei, she can't get married. Ve'im nises lo tetzei. But if she did get married, then she doesn't have to leave the new husband. So Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi Amar Tetzei. Rav Nachman Yossi says, no, she does it. If it's two versus two, even if she goes in and gets married to the second husband, to a new husband, she has to leave the husband. And Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi, Emas Ani Omer Tetzei. When do I say she has to leave the second husband? Mizman Shabao Edim V'achach Nises. In a situation where the Edim had come already, and then she got married. Abal Nises V'achach Bao Edim. But if she had gotten married already, and now the Edim come and say, wait a second, your husband's still alive, Hari Zulo Tetzei. This one, then she doesn't have to leave the second husband. So the point the Gemara is making is, Rav Nachman Rav Yossi already said this point. So if that's true, what's Rav coming to teach me new? Right, the whole case of Rav was a scenario where Edom came and said he had died. And then she gets married to one of the Edom and says Barili. And then new Edom come and say he's actually still alive. Okay, that's the Shita of Nachman Yossi. In that scenario, lo teitze, she doesn't have to leave. So Rav hasn't, according to this whole approach, Rav hasn't said anything new. Even the Tanakhama would agree also. Yes, correct. In this Brisa.
Right.
Correct. But meaning even Rabbi Yossi says, even Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi says, and when I said lo tete, right, that's in that case, right. Fine. So, so the Gemara is going to have to explain. So then what's the Chiddush of Rav? So says the Gemara, Kika Amar Rav, Nami Bizman Shebo Edim Ve'acha Kachni says. No, I'll tell you Rav's time. Rav was talking about a case where the Edim had come already, right? And then she goes ahead and she gets married. And what does Rav say? She does lo tetzei. Right? Rav's chiddush that we started with on Peches Manav was that Rav said she doesn't have to leave the second husband, right? Even the second husband. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. The chiddush is he's saying even a bigger kula than Nachum Yossi said, right? Kama Rav was also talking the same case. Bizman shebo edim va'acha gach nises. Right? The edim had come already, and then she marries after that, right? They came and said he's still alive, and she gets married anyways. La'fu came in the Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, who had said it's only if she gets married before the new Edom come and say, right? But Bo Edom here always refers to the second set of Edom that come to say, he's actually alive, right? So the point being that Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi was saying, if she gets married before those guys come, then she can stay. But Rav is, what the Gemara's one answer is, Rav is saying, no, even if the new Edom came and said, he's alive. Nevertheless, because she has two Edom that said that he had died, if she would get married, she would not have to leave. Doesn't mean she should l'chachila get married in that case. But if she would, lo teitzei, she wouldn't have to leave the second husband. Okay, so that's one answer. So that's the chiddush of Rav, even more than Rabbi Nachman Yossi. V'kada amrei, taima denises, v'ach gach bo Edom. So the other approach is, another way of saying it is the reason is, right, a whole case is when that she got married first and then the Edom came. But if the Edom would come and say he's alive, and then she would get married, Tetzei, she has to leave. Kiman, Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi, right? Meaning coming to say, like Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi. Meaning he's just coming to, Rav is just coming to explain, you know, that he also holds like Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi. That was the whole point. He's not saying a big Kiddush in the sense that he's not saying something that wasn't already said before in a certain sense. Fine. So says Gemara like this. Masiv Rav. Rav is going to try to bring some type of contradiction to this conversation. What was he going to say? Minayin she'im, and it's going to take us off, not totally off track, but a little bit off for a second to come back to make a point. So, minayin she'im lo ratza dafno. Who are we talking about? We're talking about a kohen. A kohen who's married to a woman that he's not supposed to be married to. Okay? We're not talking necessarily a case of person dies, Edom come, not that elaborate. He just married to somebody he's not supposed to be married to. He's a Kohen and married to somebody he's not supposed to be married to. How do we know that if he doesn't want to leave that wife, that we, tough, you know, means we hit him. We force him, basically, to leave. It's Tam Lamar, Vikidashto. Right, v'kiddush tov, usually, what v'kiddush tov really means, it's a mitzvah to give honor to kohanim, right? Kohen is the first one to get an aliyah. He's the first one to bench. He's a, you know, etc. You have, there's certain, the mitzvah to show the kiddush of the kohen, to make that clear that he's kadosh and that he's special. So usually that means, like we said, different ways of honoring him. But it can also mean v'kiddush tov, bar korcho, I make him be kadosh against his will. And I force him to hold on to his level of kedusha, meaning if he's involved in a relationship which is forbidden for him, we force him. Right? Rashi says, Dafno. Am I pronouncing that word right? How's it right? Dafno, right? Yeah, so says Rashi, he kahu vikidsho ba korcha, right? You hit him and you force him to get out of this relationship which is forbidden for him because, again, of the kedusha that he has as a kohen. So now the Gemara's going to do it, which we've done a lot of times. So, hey, chidame, so what's the case? What are we talking about? What relationship does he have to get out of that he doesn't want to leave? So, ilema delo nises la'echan me'edeha. Right? So, if you're going to say the case is, again, so it sounds like we're talking about a case where the Gemara is bringing this now to a scenario like we were talking, like our scenario. Right? So, if you want to say the case is that, again, a woman whose husband had passed away and now she's marrying a new guy. But again, by the way, if he's a Kohen, that's fine if her husband had died. Right? She's an Almana, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Right? So if you want to say the case is that, but if it turns out, right, if it turns out that the first husband's alive, so certainly, right, he'd have to divorce her, or she'd have to leave, right? Well, the Kubar's question is going to be, what's the difference by a Kohen? We're going to see it's true for everybody, right? But let's see, she's ish, ish. So Ilei Madaloni says la'echad me'edeh. If you want to say the case is that the person she married was not one of the edim velo ka'amr barili, right, and she didn't say, I have this confidence, right, that he died. Tzrich lameimar didaf. No, right. You have to tell me that he has to get rid of her. Obviously, he has to get rid of her. She's forbidden to be married to him, right? Meaning, again, that was our original case up top. Was that the only case where we're going to allow these two witnesses not to be, you know, the two witnesses who say that the husband is still alive, that they don't have an impact, is if she was married to the witness, and he feels confident, and she says barley, because otherwise it's an issue of asham taloi, right? Each time they're together, they're so fake if they're violating an isser. So if that's not the case, then what do I need to tell him? What do I need to hit him, you know, etc. So Ella laughs. So what must be the case? Denise says la'echa me'edah. No, it must be that she married one of the edim v'ka'amra barley, and she says for sure, I know for sure that that my husband, that the first husband passed away. V'katani dafno, and you say you have to force him to get rid of her. Meaning, if that wasn't the case, there's no big chiddush. Of course, he has to get rid of this wife. And we have lots of cases where the Mishnah say, you know, you force them to get divorced. That happens all the time. What's the big chiddush here that you have to have him get divorced? So it must be the case is no. The case is where there's no asham talui question. It's just trey. And they want to stay married. And nevertheless, we say, you force him to divorce her. Right? Amma, mafkidan lamine. What do you see? You see that it's not true, lo tetek. Right? You see that the scenario that in this case, you would taka require them to get divorced, which would seem to go against what we're saying from Rav. Okay? Yeah? So says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you the difference is. The difference here is there kahuna shiny? It's, yeah, you're right. It is like the case we had before. And it is a scenario where two edim say, husband passed away. She marries one of the edim, feels very confident. She says, barili. Two edim come back and say, he's actually still alive. So in a typical case, right, Rav had said, right, and maybe Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, and Rav together had said that it's okay. She doesn't have to get divorced. Why? Because it's trey, and she can stay where she is. But if he's a Kohen, that's different. Why is it different? Because by a Kohen, there's the mitzvah of the Kiddushto. There's a specific mitzvah by a Kohen to make sure that he is, that we have a responsibility to make sure that he has, you know, his Kiddusha intact. And even though he's confident, we don't care, right? I think the other Rishonim, Rash doesn't say this here, but other Rishonim explain like this, that it's, with everybody else, with the Ashram Talay, for example, what do we ask? We ask, do you care? Right? The question is, are you worried? That's what Rashi said before, right? Libo Nukfo. Is he nervous that maybe he's doing the wrong thing? Right? And that's why, if he's not, he's under the edim, and she's not, because she says barely, we let them stay married if they want to, right? But in this case, because this guy who married her, the one of the edim, is a Kohen, the fact that he's confident doesn't matter anymore. It no longer falls in the realm of subjectivity, you know, do you care or not? What matters now is that there is a suffix. And since there is a suffix, somebody the rest of the chumrah, and he is a you know, every time he's together with her, is gonna the suffix iser, and he's a Kohen. So then Vikidasha tells me we have to step in, even though usually we wouldn't.
So the two Adim the fact that there are two Adim stating that the guy died doesn't eliminate the suffix. It's almost as if it's questioning the whole.
It's two versus two. You have two Adim say that he died, and two Adim say no, this is the guy.
Right, but I guess what in a typical scenario, as you said, that kind of. It creates a
logjam.
Right.
Trey creates a logjam, and we don't know what to do, and so we stick with where we are. Right? So one possibility is we stick with where we are, so that means it's a suffix, so every time they're together, maybe they're violating Yisr. Right? But if they say, otherwise you would say, stay where you are, you're married already, we don't make you get divorced based on Trey, mm-hmm. based on warring Aiden. So the only difference, though, was the only point that could get in the way of that is the Ashim Taloi, right? That the person's going to say about myself, but I'm not confident. Right? Bez, are you going to tell me that I'm not violating the Yisr? They say, well, we can't tell you that, right? You might be violating the Yisr. If it's bothering you, you're going to have to bring an Ashim Taloi, right? So that you weren't going to get around. The only way you get around that is if one of the people she married wasn't one of the Edim, and she says Barili. But the question is, if that's true, and that's our case here, because if that's not our case, of course you make her. Right? If that's not the case, then of course you make her get. She can't marry. She can't stay married to the guy. And if that is the case, then why are you making them get divorced? And the answer is, oh, because he's a Kohen. That's the only reason. Right? There's no longer subjective. It doesn't matter to you. Okay. That's one answer. Vibayis Ema. I'll give an answer. Different answer. Vibayis Ema. My duff. No. Duff no be'edim. Right? It doesn't mean you actually physically remove him. It means you remove him if you have edim that can say that. That this is true. Look at Rashi. Dafno be'edim. It's actually right across the way in Rashi now. Dafno be'edim. The first word learned is b'makom. So he writes Dafno be'edim. Beis den muzharim. Beis den are given a task basically. Litroach achar edim to find new witnesses. Lahachis esher rishonim hamatirim osa to find edim that can knock out the witnesses that originally said that she could get married. Kedei lekadesh es hakohen shelo yisaena. Avam yishani seis loteza. Meaning, Dafno just means, yeah, Adam, you should find Adam to try to knock out the witnesses who originally had said this, that she could get remarried in order to kind of make sure this coin, meaning v'kidashto, means it's a mitzvah on the bezdin to really try to make sure you find Adam that will get him to convince him not to marry her. But Lamaisa, if they did, we would leave them alone. Right, in that scenario. Fine. Okay, and Vibai Sema, another possible distinction, right? Again, we're just answering up for Rav. How is it that Rav was allowing them to stay married if this seems to say they have to get divorced? So either the two answers gave that the situation of Kuhn is different, or Vibai Sema, Bishabo Edim, V'achach Nise. So the case here is that the Edim had come already, right? And then she got married. Ah, that's a different story, right? The Edom came and said, no, just kidding. The guy's not really dead. He's with us. We were with him the whole time. This is the guy, right? Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi. And this is like she did Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi, who says that in that case, they would have to get divorced. And that's what's going on here, as opposed to Rav, like we said before, who was even more megill than Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi. Fine. Okay. So Rav Ashi Omer, so Rav Ashi to say, well, what have you guys been talking about the whole time? This doesn't make any sense. Right, Rav's whole point was, right, lo teitzei men, she doesn't have to leave the first husband, right? And that was teitzei mizeh, and Rav had said, that's only if they get married by the yechad, etc., but if she gets married by a pishnai meidim, lo teitzei. And everyone laughed at him, right? You don't have to leave the second husband, the first guy's standing here, right? That was the Gemara said. So Rav Ashi gives a different pshat. Rav Ashi, Amar, my lo teitzei. What do you mean she doesn't have to leave? The Amar Rav, right? What was Rav really talking about? You got the whole thing mixed up. He said he meant lo teitzei mehetera harishon. Okay, so it's not as good in the grammar, right? But what he's saying is, when Rav said that she doesn't have to leave, he meant that of course she can go back to her original husband. He never meant that she could stay with the second husband. That's ridiculous. That he never meant, right? Okay, so Gemara says ha amra Ha'amr of Rav Chadazim. No, but didn't Rav already? This is not a chiddush. Rav said it already. This non nise shalo b'yoshus muteres lach shalo. If she gets married without permission, right? That's the Mishnah. If she gets married without reshus bezdin, right? Because there was two witnesses, she can go back. And then he shows up again. Wow, I had to aid him. So that's she's an anusa. Not her fault. She can go back to her original husband. Va'amr Rav Huna Amar Rav Hachi Yochasa. Right, and Rav said that's the halacha. Right, so then, if that's true, then why is Rav telling me? Why are you telling me this again from Rav? So Gemara answers, no, chada mechlala dechavita. No, one of these was not said by Rav himself. It was said by someone else quoting Rav. So Rav was, you know, the reason we quoted Rav here was just to say that Rav himself said it. So it's not a big chiddush. So according to this, all of that we've said until now about the shita of Rav is not really true. Rav was not talking about staying with the second husband. He was just talking about how she's allowed to remain. Go back to her first husband, in which case there's no you know, super duper, you know, not as big some super duper chiddush about her staying with the second husband. Okay, so Itmar, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says like this: Lo shanu ella shelo mechashto, ava mechashto lo teitze. What our whole case that we've been talking about is only a scenario where they didn't go ahead and she doesn't. You know, attack the Aiden basically to try to say that, you know, lahachish, when you say hachashis Aiden means that you counter them. You counter their claim and argue that they're lying basically. You say that you counter them and say they're not really saying that it's not correct. Sorry, I'll just face for a second. So Imam Shmuel lo chshanu ela shalom mechashto, but mechashto lo teitze. No, but if she'd be able to, you know, bring some type of proof that they're like not really correct. So then she would not have to leave. Okay, so what are we talking about? Maya Skinan. What kind of hachash are we talking about? Right? What does she bring against these Edim? So Ilema Vibetray, right? If you're gonna bring two other witnesses, right, against them, ki machashta lay my have. Right? What's the big deal? Good, you bring two other Edim, so great. Okay. So what? That's obvious. So Ella Bachad. Right, the case must be that she has one witness against them. Time I did mechashto hashatzka teitze. Right, but the point is the chiddush now is that what? Even if she brings one aid against these guys who say that he came back, that he's really alive. So the point is it's because she says it's not true, right? But if she would be quiet, then she would and she would have, you know, one aid. Then she would. Then she would have to get divorced, right? Yeah. Meaning our Mishnah, just to make sure this is clear, our Mishnah, Rashi says lo shanu masnisin detetze. Right. Our Mishnah would say that she has to leave the first husband. That's only that's meaning we have the two witnesses who come back and say, or if some witnesses come back and say that she has to leave the. I remember getting this right. Second husband or first husband? Teitze is from the second husband or from the first husband?
Second husband,
right? Right? When the Gemara says, Itmar Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela shalom mechashto, but mechashto lo teitze. What do you have that as the...
So the second half of that, but right, if she disputes him, she does not need to leave the second husband.
The second husband, right? So what are we talking about? If it's that there's two witnesses that come and say... Sorry, this is better. If the two witnesses come and say... That the husband is alive, right? Ki mechashta my havi. What good is her saying it's not true? There's two witnesses, right? But the point is al bachad. The case must be that there was one witness, right? That had come to say that he's alive, right? Time of the mechashto. So that's only because she said something. But a hashatska teitze. But otherwise, if even they come with one witness and say he's alive, she has to leave the second husband. Good. V'hamra ula kol malkum sheimina Torah eid echad harei kan shnayim. What do you mean? Ula says anytime that the Torah believes one aid. It's as if there's like two. Ve'ein dvar shah echad b'malkam shnayim. And once you've accepted that person as an aid and they're believed, so then there's nothing to talk about, right? The aid echad takes on the status of shnayim. So that's what Karmash Shmuel was pointing out. Okay, so what does that mean? That if you have one aid and she says no, she could knock him out. That's not true. The one aid should have that power to make her get divorced from the second guy. So Gemara says, no, hachamai askinan bipsule eidos. No, it really is. So psule eidos means it really is two eidim. What we're talking about is a scenario where two eidim came and said her husband's still alive, right? And but they're like krovim, right? It's like two brothers who came and said her husband's still alive. Right? And what's the point? Ukud Reb Nechemya, the Tanya, Reb Nechemya Omer, Komakum Shemina Torah, Eid Echad, Halach Acharov Deos. Anytime the Torah says you can believe one aid, so it doesn't just mean one aid. It can mean anytime there's like a lot of opinions here. But the point being, you have two witnesses which are technically psulim, but they're psulim for like, you know, a technicality. They're related to each other or whatever. So in that scenario, we believe them. Right? And so even having two witnesses who are women by a man is like two men, and that's the point. If we would have these two witnesses, so they would, even though they're not full witnesses, but because it's two of them, so then we have more reason to believe them. V'ibayis ema kohecha da asa edechad kasher meikara afilumeya. Or you could say like this: no, anytime that we have an eid echad who's kosher, right? Forget the psula eidim, who is two of them, but they're pasul. Or you have, if you, this is the case, we have one eid who's a kosher eid, right? Then even if you have 100 women who will come up against them, keid echad damyan, they're not any better than we, as rather than saying rov deos, which is say, no, I have 100 women who say the opposite, and everyone's, you know, none of them are two eidim. No, the fact that I have one eid kosher, even if you have 100 women get up against them, they're no better than one eid against them. Right, and hacha bayaskinan could go into asi isha meikara. It's fine. So what's our case? Our case is, the case here was that one woman had come as an aid. Vitartza the Rabbi Nechemya hachin. Explain Rabbi Nechemya as follows. Rabbi Nechemya omer kol makom shemina Torah eid echad halach achar rov deos. Rabbi Nechemya said, anytime the Torah believes in echad, then you follow the majority, sort of. And you consider two women in the case of a woman like two men in the case of a man. But if you have two women they consider like pago pago. The point being that, you know, sometimes this scenario of like multiple witnesses is going to be more valuable even than the case of eid echad, depending on the sheet that you take in Reb Nechemya. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next week.